One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gemma. I'm 14. If you're my age or younger, you'll probably think that what I'm about to tell you is unbelievable. For example, when your mom wakes you up in the morning, can you tell her, "I played Roblox until 4 a.m. I'm really tired. I'm not going to school today." That's exactly what I told my mom yesterday, and she said, "Sleep tight, darling," and gave me a kiss on the cheek. I'll give you another example. If you told your father when you were 12 years old, "I want to get a tattoo," do you know any good tattoo artists? Would he tell you, "There's a girl at my office who has really cool tattoos. I'll ask her for her artist's number." That's exactly what my dad told me. Next week, when I showed him the dragon tattoo I got on my arm, he said, "It looks amazing. You should get one on your other arm, too." As I said at the beginning, you might not believe any of this, because as everyone knows, parents like to stick their noses into everything their kids are doing. They make a lot of rules, some of which make sense and others that are useless, and expect the kids to follow them, no questions asked. The kids, of course, often have no choice but to follow them, because otherwise they get punished. This might sound really weird to you, but my parents have never set any rules for me. They never tell me what I can or cannot do. They don't question the things I do, either. That's how it's always been at our house. When I was a kid, I didn't realize that this wasn't normal. I thought that's how it is for everyone. But eventually, after seeing how other kids and their parents interact with each other, I realized that this wild life with no rules was something unique to my family. My mom and dad have always treated me as if I were an adult. For example, when it was time for me to start school, they sat me down and said, "Gemma, do you want to go to school? You can homeschool with private tutors if you want. It's up to you to decide what you want to do." I was very young then and didn't really know what school was. I just knew that almost all the other kids were going to school, and I thought it would be fun to play with them. I said, "I want to go to school," just because I wanted to play. After that, my dad said, "Deal. But if you change your mind at some point, you can stop going."
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You don't even have to tell us that you don't want to go anymore. We'll figure it out when we see that you stopped. At first, I was only going to school so I could play with other kids, but eventually, I started to like what I was learning, and I decided to keep on going. By the way, for those of you who are curious, my grades are not bad at all. But my parents have never asked me, "Do you have homework?" or "What did you get on your so-and-so test?" When I tell my mom I got a good grade, she's happy for me, but that's as far as it goes, and she never brings it up herself. Yes, I'm in school, but my parents don't put any pressure on me to get good grades. I think that actually helps me to do better in school. So why are my parents acting like this? Because they both had problems with the rules they had to follow when they were kids. When my mom was a girl, she had a notebook she carried with her all the time. When her parents made up a rule for her, she wrote it down. They made up so many rules that she couldn't keep track of them unless she wrote them down. My dad grew up in an orphanage. He also had a ton of rules he had to follow the whole time. By the time they both turned 18, they couldn't take it anymore and ended up leaving their homes and going traveling. They met in a mountain village in Peru and got married a week later. That day, they promised each other, "In the future, when we have a child, we will never have any rules for her. She'll grow up to be the freest child in the world." Obviously, that child is me. I don't know if I'm the freest kid in the world, but I'm definitely the freest one among my friends. Some of my friends actually don't like the fact that there are no rules in our house. They say, "This is too much." Sure, nobody likes to have too many rules, but we're still just kids. Our parents need to have at least some rules for us. I want you to help me figure out who's right. Let me give you a few more examples, and you can tell me if you think I have too much freedom. Let me know what you think in the comments after you finish watching. Just like with everything else, my parents don't set any rules when it comes to going online or playing games. During last summer vacation, I got addicted to Candy Crush. I played so much that by the time I finally got bored and quit, I was on level 5430. Those who've played it know that this game looks easy, but some levels are extremely hard. There were times when I didn't leave my room and played Candy Crush for 3 days straight. I would only get up when I really had to go to the bathroom. I was totally going too far. My parents were bringing me food, saying, "We missed you, love," and sitting with me for a while. I couldn't stop because I was obsessed with the game. Despite all this, my parents never said a word about it to me the whole time. Because they are completely against forbidding me from doing whatever I want. Do you think there are any restrictions when it comes to food? Of course not. There is no set dinner time in our house. Whoever wants to eat will eat whatever and whenever they want. My dad loves to cook. Every time I open the fridge, there is some food that he's prepared. But I don't have to eat it if I don't want to. For example, the other day at breakfast, I told my mom, "I feel like having ice cream." She replied, "Check the fridge to see if we have any. If not, we can get it delivered." I don't know how that sounds to you, but some days I only have ice cream for breakfast. Last winter, I had chips for dinner every night for a month and a half. Of course, that wasn't healthy at all. But in the end, I was the one who decided to stop instead of my parents telling me to. I don't think there's anything wrong with living in a house with no food rules either. I think it's wonderful to eat only the things that you feel like eating. As I said earlier, my parents don't even forbid me from getting tattoos. I can get as many tattoos or piercings as I want, but most tattoo artists don't believe me. Every time, they ask me to bring them a signed letter from my parents. For my fifth tattoo, I wanted to get a small butterfly on my neck. I went to a tattoo artist who I heard was really good.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
She had a daughter around my age. Even though I showed her my letter, she said, "It's not right for a kid your age to get tattoos," and refused to give me one. She even asked for my mom's number and called her up right away. She argued with my mom for allowing me to get a tattoo. In the end, I couldn't wait any longer and sneaked out from the shop. As I was running out the door, the woman was screaming behind me. To tell you the truth, I can understand why other parents are mad at mine. They think that a kid raised with as much freedom as I had would be a bad example for other kids. They are right, because when my friends see how I live, they start questioning the rules their families impose on them and stop following them. This, of course, doesn't make the parents happy. When I was 9, I went to a friend's slumber party for the first time. We were playing a really fun board game and laughing like crazy. At some point, my friend's mom came in. "Girls, it's past 11. You'd better go to bed," she said. It was the first time I was seeing a mom tell her kid what to do. This was really weird for me because I wasn't used to it. But the weirdest part was that everyone suddenly stopped playing. When I saw that, I said, "But we were having so much fun. Let's keep playing. It's too early to go to bed yet." The girls stared at me in disbelief. They were shocked that I had the nerve to say something like that. My friend's mom frowned and said, "Gemma, in our house, when the grown-ups say something, the kids do what they are told." Naively, I asked her, "And what happens if they don't?" She said, "Of course, they get punished." Because there are no rules in our house, there are no punishments either. When my mom said they get punished, I didn't even know what she was talking about. Even though it's been years since this happened, I still can't wrap my head around the concept of punishment. One time, I made plans to go to the movies with a friend. When I called her, she said, "I can't make it. I'm grounded. I can't leave my room this weekend." I asked her why. She had asked her dad, "My allowance is too low. Could you raise it a little bit?" For some reason, her dad got super angry and grounded her for the whole weekend. I think it makes no sense that parents see it as their right to punish their kids. Grown-ups think they are the boss of the house, and unfortunately, kids often accept that without any objections. Now you know my story. Would you like to grow up in a house where you are free to do anything? Or do you think having no rules is not a good thing? I'm really curious about what you think. Please let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening to me. See you.
Hey! Want to know how I was nearly killed by a treadmill? I bet you're dying to know how, right? My name's Jamie, and I'm 17. And well, it's kind of a miracle that I'm still breathing. 1 year ago today, this was me. Who would have thought treadmills could be so dangerous? I was dead in 16 minutes. Clinically dead for 7 minutes. Pretty scary, right? Want to know what happened? Well, let's start with food. I've always loved food. Always. I love jelly and peanut butter. I could eat mountains of PB and jelly sandwiches as a kid, and I also loved pizza. One time, I even took part in this competition and tried to beat this kid's world record for how many slices you could devour in 10 minutes. I didn't win, but I know you'll believe me when I say I definitely gave it my absolute all. I mean, who isn't into pizza? Go on, let me know your favorite toppings in the comments below. When I was a kid, I was always running around. Or playing football, climbing trees and mountains, jumping off rocks. I loved being active and being outside, and what better way to end the fun day outside than to devour a burger, fries, shake, and tasty dessert. Ice cream. Now that's always been a major win with me. But the thing is, when you're a kid, and I mean way back, like when you're 7 or 8, you can eat whatever you like because your body's growing. It needs fuel and can use pretty much anything efficiently. But once you're a teenager, things start to change. That's what happened to me. And other things in life took over. School and girls. I got a part-time job at a pizza parlor. Double win! I was still active, especially as I got to do my second love after food, football. I made it onto the school football team. I needed time to earn money, to go on dates, and start saving for college. But that meant I had less and less time to play. It was really important to me, and I still loved playing. But juggling everything made it harder and harder to make time for sports. I knew I had to keep going, though, because I really, really wanted to get a football college scholarship. And the harder I tried to keep up, the more everything went wrong. I've never been the smartest kid in the class. I knew I was good at sports. I knew if I pushed myself further, I could be in with a real shot at getting my college education sponsored. It's not a cheap college, and there are student loans for people like me, but to get a scholarship, that would just be fantastic! A golden ticket. My life became this routine of eating pizza, football practice, and studying. I didn't even have the time for girls. I was so exhausted that one time, I slept through my alarm. My football coach was furious, told me I needed to sort out my priorities, That I was
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Unreliable, that I'd let everyone down. I was determined to turn things around. My life became pizza, football, pizza, football. But no matter how much I hoped it would all be okay, yes, you guessed it, it got worse. The coach cut me from the team. I felt so ashamed. And guess what? Just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, it did. I got a Saturday detention for sleeping in class. I said, I'm working on Saturday, cut me some slack. And the teacher said, number one, talk properly. And number two, sort out your priorities. It was the worst feeling I've ever felt, and no pizza in the world could make me feel better. That night, I had the weirdest dream. In my dream, I was moving really, really fast, trying to get onto the football pitch, but no matter how hard I tried, I could only run around the edges. My boss at the pizza parlor got in my way, the coach got in the way, and then this giant clock was following me and I couldn't hear myself think because it was so loud. I was running out of time. The next day when I woke up, I felt so exhausted and I didn't even want to get out of bed. Although I wasn't playing football now, I thought I was keeping fit and active, but looking back, I wasn't. I was so drained and tired, I didn't have time to properly take care of myself. And we should always make time and look after ourselves. I had been running on empty, and as a result, I let my teammates down when they needed me the most. They deserved better, and so did I. I wasn't eating enough food, and the food I was eating didn't have the nutrients I needed. I only had time for fast food, and I mean super fast, but it was making me weak. I needed better fuel to help me get my strength back. I needed to get healthy, starting from now. So, I started eating better, salads and vegetables, healthy stuff, and I was really proud of myself. Finally, I'd figured it out. I gave up my late night shift at the pizza parlor, and just stuck to shifts on the weekends. I wanted to make sure that I got enough rest, but the main priority was that I was determined to earn my place back in the football team and make it up to them. I got to bed early so that I could wake up refreshed and stay on time and on track. I knew what I had to do to go 100% in, and it was time to join the gym. I marched proudly into that gym, feeling like a new man, finally in control of my life, and headed straight over to the treadmill. It was one of those state-of-the-art trendy ones. You know, where you can climb mountains, change up the resistance, run downhill, run up a hill, run fast, jog slow. Who needs a great outdoors, right? And what's more, I absolutely loved it. For 16 minutes, I was in the Swiss Alps. Then, out of nowhere, a sharp pain pierced my chest and up into my shoulder blade. I had no time to stop the treadmill. Then again, the pain blasted my left side, and I fell to my knees. My head hit the handrail. And I was thrown off the back of the moving machine, and everything went black. I don't remember much after that. The doctor said that was when I lost consciousness, and shortly after my heart stopped. Complete cardiac arrest. Lucky for me, a trainer saw everything and was at my side in seconds. He gave me CPR and called the ambulance. They managed to jumpstart my heart with a defibrillator. Little electrical sparks that keep my heart firing just like it should. They don't know why my heart stopped suddenly, but they did know how to fix it. Regular exercise, healthy diet to keep those arteries clear, and oxygen circulating just like it was meant to. Of course, I still have my treats. Pizza, milkshakes, ice cream, but I make sure my body gets everything else it needs too, because it's the only one I've got, and if I don't do it, who else will? So if you see me out there in the world eating a plate of broccoli, don't judge, it's for my heart. I also have some magical help from a little device called an ICD they placed near my heart. That stands for an implantable cardioverter defibrillator, which lucky for me, at the first sign of trouble sends an energy shock to my heart and resets my heartbeat. How amazing is that? Pretty cool, huh? I don't really remember what it was like when I was technically dead, but I do remember what it felt like when I realized I was alive. How do you think I felt? Yep, absolutely fantastic.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And the best news is, now I get to celebrate two birthdays every year. Ice cream all around. Don't forget to wish me a happy birthday. And if you want a part two, and to know if I ever ended up joining the football team again, then let me know in the comments.
Hello, my name is Marie. I am 13 years old. That's already typical for me. 12 is still quite childish. 14, on the other hand, is already clearly adolescent. 13 is actually nothing. I am not blonde. I am not brunette. I'm not particularly smart or funny. Nothing about me is special. I am a boring gray mouse. Everyone in my family has something that stands out. My father is a jock and runs marathon after marathon. My mother is a very popular doctor who is constantly approached by patients. Even my little brother, with his cheeky charm and quick wit, stands out immediately. Only I am just boring and mediocre. I only noticed this when my best friend Leah went to Canada as an exchange student. Leah lives just two houses away from me. We've been friends ever since I can remember. Going to school together every day and sitting next to each other there from the first day of school. My crisis started when Leah went to Canada without me. I really wanted to go, but my parents just wouldn't allow it. I have no idea if Leah is special to others. To me, she definitely is. She is the kindest person I know. Together with her, I never felt so bad, so insignificant. Suddenly, the seat next to me on the bus and at school was empty, and I was just gray. Even when I looked in the mirror, I did not know what to do with myself. The movies I usually watched with Leah didn't interest me on my own. When I went to the movies or ice skating with the others, I felt superfluous. Often I thought they wouldn't miss me if I wasn't there. Or maybe they wouldn't even notice. The longer I thought about it, the more convinced I became that I was just a nobody in my class. Everyone else has something special. Alex, for example, he's so funny, always making everyone laugh. He can really think of a joke in any situation, even when he's gotten a bad grade. He's always in a good mood. Or Clara, who seems as fragile and delicate as an elf. Of course, she dances ballet and moves as if she were floating. The boys blush just looking at her. Everyone notices immediately when she doesn't come to school one day, and they all scramble to send her the homework. Very different from what happened to me last week. I was sick and no one thought to send me the homework. So I called Sophie, who sits two rows ahead of me, about the homework. Surprised, she asked me, "Weren't you there today?" She just hadn't noticed, and most of the others probably hadn't either. I wondered if I could be as cool as Ben. A cool outfit and speaking a maximum of three words at a time, I should be able to do that, I thought. Most of the time he says things like, "Is that so?" "Not mine," or "running." In the end, though, I realized that I wouldn't dare enter the classroom dressed so conspicuously. I thought that if I studied day and night, maybe I could become as smart as Eric. He just knows everything. When the whole class groans in chemistry, he really warms up. In statistics, he's the only one who volunteers. and he probably knows all the rivers, cities, and mountains in the world. After 2 weeks of cramming, I had rings under my eyes. I realized that I would never manage to become as smart as Eric. Next, I asked myself, what would I have to do to become a girl as extraordinary as Alessia? Her big dark eyes look so mysterious. On top of that, she just has style. It seems innate to her. She never has lint on her shirt or a torn fingernail. Not even after art class does she have paint on her hands. I quickly had to admit to myself, whatever I do, I'll never be able to be like that. Just before vacation, my aunt came to watch me and my little brother. My parents were going to a medical conference that weekend. My aunt said that gradually I could make something of myself. Since I didn't protest energetically, she started with a makeover, as she called it. She parted my hair straight, blow-dried my hair, and put makeup on me. When she was done, she said, "Now you may look in the mirror." I was horrified and hardly recognized myself. There was no way I would have gone to school looking like that. I looked like my own teacher. Then I went on vacation to a summer camp for the first time without my best friend Leah. Since no one knew me there, I had made a plan. I wanted to stand out there and not get lost. To do this, I got myself a pair of sunglasses and a few other things to spice up my outfit. I was determined to be really cool and a bit mysterious, at least at camp. For that, I practiced in front of the mirror at home and memorized a few of Ben's sayings. It was hell. No one thought I was cool or mysterious. I think they just thought I was dumb and stuck up. Ben's sayings like, "Who cares?" or "Works for you," got me weird looks at best, and no one felt like doing anything with me. I was the last one picked for a team at sports, and no one sat down next to me at dinner. It only got better when, after a week, I meekly dropped the sunglasses and the sayings. Still, they just didn't really trust me anymore. That was definitely the worst summer camp of my life.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When school started again after the vacations, Max from my parallel class sat next to me on the bus, probably because the seat next to me was the only free one on the bus. He asked where my girlfriend was, and we talked about our parents, siblings, and friends, and what special guys they all were. After that, we sat on the bus together every day, and I felt a tiny bit less lonely and gray. I wondered if Max had something special. He wasn't as smart as Eric, not as funny as Alex, not as cool as Ben, and not as interesting and mysterious as Alessia. But he was kind of nice. I still spent a lot of time alone, but I wasn't doing quite as badly anymore. When I did something with some of my class, I still thought they were just more interesting than me. But I wasn't as distant from them anymore. After all, they couldn't help it if everything about me was just mediocre. I missed Leah. I couldn't talk to anyone about how I felt. Not even with her when we talked on the phone from time to time. She was simply too far away for that. My mother asked me once again what was wrong with me. I couldn't and wouldn't tell her anything about my thoughts. She thought I missed Leah, and that was true. I let her believe that was the only reason for my bad mood. How could she, of all people, understand what I was missing? She was always someone exceptionally smart, kind, and athletic, even as a child. To comfort me, she told me that it would only be 10 days until Leah would be back. Then finally, Leah came back from Canada, called me and asked what was going on with me and why I had been so out of touch. She came over and I told her about my crisis and how I just can't see anything special about myself and feel terrible. Leah explained to me how much she likes me and how often loud Alex and sensitive Clara get on her nerves. She said, "You are the only person with whom I can talk completely normally about everything. You don't constantly push yourself to the fore. With you, not everything has to be cool or funny. You're my best friend because of who you are." I immediately felt better and wanted to know everything about her time in Canada. The next time Max and I were alone together on the bus, because Leah was at the doctor, I told him about my conversation with Leah. He laughed and said that he felt that way quite often and how he sometimes feels next to guys who are super athletic, incredibly funny, or cool, that he'd much rather be with people who are more like him. "Like you," he said. "And it's just easier to talk to you. Not just endless conversations about sports or just making cool comments like I do with some of my class." By now, Leah, Max, and I, all three of us, are good friends. We still talked a lot about being special and what we'll probably be like when we grow up. We do a lot together and encourage each other to do something unusual sometimes. But every time we ask ourselves if we really want to do it, or if we just hope it will make us special. Sometimes we go out for ice cream and keep an eye out for special people. We agree on one thing. It must be quite exhausting to be so special all the time.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Stay big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.